Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and follow me." Paul wrote that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Can we really know the voice of God?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
A few days back, maybe a week or two back, I was looking at some comments on the Line of Fire website. I'm not able to read everything when there's a lot of interaction after a program, maybe a big doctrinal discussion. But I noticed a comment by one gentleman who's posted a number of times before asking me about this, that I'll often talk about God speaking to me. It may be a major thing in my life, something of real importance, feeling God spoke to me about a particular thing. And how can you really know the voice of God? And of course, how can you avoid deception? I don't claim God speaks to me all the time. I wish I heard him speaking to me more. I wish as I read his word, I heard his voice more, even speaking through the plain sense of Scripture. But yes, God's led me, God's spoken to me, and I trust he's led you and spoken to you if you're one of his people. How does he do it? How does he do it? We're going to focus on that for 2 hours today. But if you're listening for 10 minutes, it's going to be a worthwhile 10 minutes. If you're listening for 2 hours, it's going to be a worthwhile 2 hours. You can catch all the show later today on our website, askdrbrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. Now, here's something that got me thinking about this as well. I'll give you our number to call in a moment and put out a couple of questions for you. I noticed a post on my Facebook page. I was tagged or just saw the post from my son-in-law, Ryan, about our older grandson. We've got 2 7-year-old grandsons. One's five weeks older than the other. And he was talking to his dad, our son-in-law Ryan, made the comment, "Dad, I'm trying to hear God's voice." It was late at night, middle of the evening, little Andrew's going to sleep. "Dad, I'm trying to hear God's voice, but my brains keep getting in the way." So How do we distinguish the voice of God from our own thoughts? Come on, every kid asks the parent that as they're growing up in the Lord. "Is Jesus talking to me? Is that my own brain? Is that the devil talking to me?" How can we really know? So I've got a couple of questions for you. How do you hear the voice of God? How does God speak to you? 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. Is it exclusively by reading the Scriptures? Is it a sense of an inner witness? Is it by dreams? Is it through other means? How does he speak to you? 866-348-7884. Probably many of us have amazing testimonies of something that happened in our lives where we had a deep sense to do something or not do it, or we felt the Lord spoke to us in a certain way to go in an unexpected direction, and it was from him, or something else happened. And then there are other times where, "Boy, I thought that was the Lord and it wasn't," or "I spoke confidently this was the Lord and it wasn't. I don't want to be deceived." Some people have thrown out all thought of hearing from God outside of what's plainly written in Scripture. Others say, no, the Holy Spirit works in us. We have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We're Jesus' sheep. We hear his voice. We follow him. So we're going to talk that through. And I actually have a list of 25 principles as to how to be led by the Holy Spirit. In fact, the entire teaching is probably 10, 12 hours worth, about 12 hours worth. We have it on a CD, and to get it to as many as possible, we've reduced the price, cut it in half, and we'll pay the postage on it. So if you want to get the entire 12-hour teaching on how to be led by the Spirit, give us a call at 1-800-278-9978 anytime during the program. That's 1-800-278-9978. If you'd like to order our entire teaching series on how to be led by the Spirit, we reduced the price, which is $10, and we'll pay the postage. I normally don't mention that at the outset, but thought it's relevant. 1-800-278-9978. We come back, I'll start with some of the principles of being led by the Spirit and your phone calls.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire as we talk about being led by the Spirit, hearing the voice of God. Does God speak to us in audible voices? Does God speak to us in dreams and visions? Does God only speak to us through the written word? Does God speak to us through other prophetic voices? How can we tell what's really the voice of God and what's not? How can we be led by the Lord and yet at the same time avoid deception? That's what we're talking about today on The Line of Fire. 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. How does the Lord speak to you? How does the Lord lead you? Now, I know I have a wide range of listeners. Of course, I have some of you who are charismatic, some of you who are non-charismatic, some of you who are formerly charismatic, some of you who are anti-charismatic, some of you who only know the things of charismatic Pentecostal churches. Wide range, so I want to hear from different voices, all right? Not different voices in terms of demons. I'm talking about your voices, different voices. So I'm going to go to the phones in a moment. Phone lines are jammed, so keep trying to get through. And if I have a concern, okay, I'm always trying to shepherd our listening flock here. If I have a concern about something that someone speaks to me, then I'll share that. But when you get on the air, I don't have the luxury of hearing the whole story, and you may have an amazing testimony. So shoot us a note. I'd love to read it at our website, askdrbrown.org, where it says contact. But if you share something, I have a question about it, I'll ask it. Otherwise, just good edifying story or example, great. So I'm going to give you 25 points, all right, in terms of being led by the Spirit. And I'll intersperse these over the next 2 hours, so catch what you can. And then you can go online, listen to the entire two-hour show, or get a series where I teach on this for about 12 hours. All right, number one, recognize that you are one of Jesus' sheep, and he does lead his flock. Start there. It doesn't matter with, are you super spiritual? Are you the most anointed person in the world? Do you pray 12 hours a day? Have you memorized the entire Bible? Do you fast 5 days a week? Don't measure yourself by others who may seem to be super saints. Don't measure yourself by human intelligence. Don't measure yourself by how long you've been saved, although the long you've walked with the Lord with a good track record, great, but don't disqualify yourself because you're new. Jesus said in John 10 that his sheep know him. Remember, the sheep get used to the voice of the shepherd. And I throw the weight of responsibility on the shepherd. I say, Lord, I'm just a sheep. What do I know? What do I understand? How do I know how to get your job done on the earth? How do I know how to get your kingdom advanced on the earth? Yes, you've given me some wisdom, and yes, I have your glorious word of truth, but I need your help. I'm just a sheep. And I depend on him with expectancy that it says of the Lord in Psalm 23, he's our shepherd. Then Jesus says of himself in John 10, he's the good shepherd. And then in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, it says he's the great shepherd. The shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd. And his sheep know him, Jesus says in John 10. And there Jesus, Yeshua, tells us that his sheep know his voice and follow him. And that's what happens with sheep and a shepherd. Sometimes I've been in different parts of the world and you see a shepherd crossing the street with the flock. And they're just all the sheep are just following the shepherd, because they know his voice, they're secure with him, and it's up to him to lead them. So first principle, recognize that you are one of Jesus' sheep, and he does lead his flock. You're not just hanging out there in the spiritual wind, subject to every breeze that blows by, subject to every voice, and who knows, maybe you'll know the voice of God, maybe you won't. No. Begin with that confident principle. If you need to, start every day. Lord, I'm one of your sheep. Lord, I hear your voice. I'm one of your children. Now, that should lead us in itself to follow him and do what's right. Those are not the words of rebels. Those are not the words of those who say those words and then go out and steal and rob and kill and commit adultery. Of course not. It's the words of his sheep. Second principle, and I'm going to go to the phones. All believers are being led to crucify the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Can I repeat that? All believers are being led to crucify the flesh and walk in the Spirit. I used to wonder about Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. They are the children of God. I used to wonder, does that mean if we're not hearing the Spirit's voice, we're not his children? No, he can't mean that. If the Lord didn't speak to me a certain way today or lead me a certain way today, then I'm not hearing his. I'm not his child. No, it can't mean that. Well, in context, what's it talking about? What's it talking about? Crucifying the flesh and walking in the Spirit. Every day of our lives through the new covenant, Ezekiel 36, Jeremiah 31. Every day of our lives through the new covenant, as believers, the Holy Spirit is working in us to get us to say yes to God and no to the flesh. The Holy Spirit is leading us to crucify the flesh. We have a new heart, and God's word, God's laws, and principles have been put within us. If we are children of God, we are no longer rebels. Rebellion is of the old nature. We have to take off that old identity, that old clothing, that old behavior, and be renewed in the spirit of our minds. But the Holy Spirit is always working with us to draw us in the right path, the right direction, to get us to do what is pleasing in the sight of God. So number one, recognize that you're one of Jesus' sheep and he does lead his flock. Number two, all believers are being led to crucify the flesh and walk in the Spirit. I'm laying a foundation for what will be coming next. 866-34-TRUTH. Jose in Alexandria. All right, maybe Jose was led to get off the phone. 866-34-TRUTH. Is this Nana in Alexandria?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is Nana short for something?
Nana means king in Ghana. So I'm from Ghana, and that's what it means.
Wonderful. What a terrific name. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
How does the Lord speak to you?
Well, in line with what you were saying, the way I find God speaking to me is in number one, in conformity with his word. And then number two, he speaks against my flesh. I always find myself doing things, I guess, the fleshly way. And the Lord, the way I know God is God doesn't say things that the flesh likes to do. He says things that I must do according to his word. And that's how I know God is speaking to me, because it's not what I would like to do. It's what basically his word wants me to do. And that's how I know God is talking to me.
And Nana, do you find that the more you have his word before your eyes, written in your heart, the more strongly you feel him speaking against the flesh and pushing you in the right direction?
Man, so much. It's like I've come to a point in my Christianity that sinning is no longer fun. It's like before I came into the Lord, I was sinning and I had fun doing it. But now that I know the Lord and I know his word, I don't feel comfortable. It's like I think it was Isaiah who said that. I think it's Jeremiah. He said that it's like fire in his bones, and I don't feel comfortable when I sin. You know, it doesn't feel fun no more.
Wonderful. Well, that's a great testimony. So the word of God, the Holy Spirit's working in our heart, and then the more of the word we have in our hearts and minds, the stronger that gets. Hey, Nana, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. 866-34-TRUTH. JT in Waldorf, Maryland. Maybe the Lord told JT to get off the line there. Justin in Houston, Texas. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, Dr. Brown.
Hey.
Thank you, first of all, for the Hearing the Spirit series you were talking about earlier, and Go and Sin No More. I got that. I want to thank you for that.
Oh, I'm so glad it was a blessing to you. Thanks.
And it stirred me up, and it caused me to think and to move a little bit, move forward and realize some new things. But anyways, I wanted to share that I've heard the voice, clear voice of the Holy Spirit, and I've also heard one time the voice of Jesus.
And now how are you able to say that audible voice was actually the Lord and not something deceptive?
Well, I became a believer, and the first time I got on my knees as a believer, these voices started going off in my head, evil voices, and I was just taken by surprise by that. I didn't know what it was and just was freaking out and having a really hard time with that, really, really hard time. And one day in my house. I remember exactly where I was. I said, God, what is this about? And he said, it was the voice of the Holy Spirit. He said it clear as day. He said, it's about trusting in the Lord with all your heart and leaning not on your own understanding and fear. And then I just hung on to that. And then he, you know, the Holy Spirit also is like a knowing, and he fires scripture. And the one time I heard the voice of Jesus too. And he spoke directly. The best way I can explain it is he spoke directly into my core, like in my belly.
And
go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I just got to jump in because of time here, but ultimately, the way you test everything is it in conformity with Scripture, which this was, and does it draw me into a deeper relationship with the God of the Scriptures? Back with more.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We're talking today about hearing the voice of God, being led by the Spirit. Is it some spooky thing where you get in a certain frame of mind? And I think the Lord is speaking. Everybody be quiet, turn the lights down. I think the Lord is speaking. Or is it just we read the Bible and he speaks and that's it? Is it a deep sense on the inside of us? Is it something that over a period of time you recognize when you have a witness in your heart to do something or not to do it? Is it different for everyone? Is it dreams, visions? Can we be led by the Spirit along with what's written in the Word of God without falling into deception? 866-34-TRUTH. How is it through the years that God has spoken to you? 866-348-7884. And I'll just give this other number again. If you'd like to get my 12-hour teaching series on being led by the Spirit. It's only $20. We've reduced it to $10 today, and we'll pay the postage on it just to get it to as many of you as possible in the most affordable way. Just $10 for 12 hours of teaching. We'll pay the postage. Call us at 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. If it's easier for you to order online, you can do it at AskDrBrown.org and click on the Line of Fire. A few points. I've got 25 I'll be making over the next couple of hours. You can catch them all online, listening to the show later. Number one, recognize that you're one of Jesus' sheep, and he does lead his flock. Number two, all believers are being led to crucify the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Number three, all believers are being led into God's plan and purpose for their lives. In other words, if I'm walking with the Lord, if I'm seeking him, if I'm just seeking to do what I know how to do, read the word, pray, love my family, love my neighbor, be responsible in my job, share the gospel with someone in need. You know, just the things I know to do that I can be confident that as I'm moving forward seeking to obey the Lord, that the Holy Spirit is leading me into God's plan and purpose, that he's shaping things, ordering things. My new intern here at Fire at our School of Ministry, Clay, said to me yesterday after the broadcast, I did a live show on Labor Day, he said, boy, you just seem to have so much joy during radio. And of course I do, and most of you can hear it in my voice, hear the smile in my voice as I'm talking. Well, what's interesting is that I didn't orchestrate this. I did not have some long-term plan as to how to get on national radio several hours a day. I can genuinely tell you the Lord orchestrated it, and it's something I felt called to do and made to do. There are many other things he's opened the door for me to do. Yeah, I pursue what he puts in front of me. I work hard at it, but I've watched him open those doors. I've watched him lead. So all believers are being led into God's plan and purpose for their lives. And number four, the most fundamental way God will lead us is through his word. That's the most fundamental way he's going to lead us is through the written word, through his wisdom, through his truth. Now, many times, and I'm sure we've all experienced this, many times he will move on us in a certain way through the scriptures that the verse seems unrelated to our situation, but the wisdom of God comes pouring through it, and suddenly our eyes are open and we realize this is the right thing. This is what I need to be doing. This is where I need to stand. But ultimately, you know, if, Lord, I steal or not, you don't need a heavenly voice. You don't need visitation. Here's what's written. Thou shalt not steal. Lo tig nov in Hebrew. Oh, okay. Clear enough. it's not just that, though. There's so much in Scripture that God speaks to us through. I remember one time praying about a difficult situation. Nancy and I were really praying about us selling something that was precious to us, but we felt the Lord wanted us to, wrestling with it. And just reading Scripture about eternal vision and what really mattered, suddenly I was released from the concern about this earthly thing, even though the Scriptures didn't deal with that directly. All right, back to the phones. Let's see. Carmela in Montclair, New Jersey. Welcome to the Line of Fire. Hello.
Ever since I was a little girl, it seemed as though as a Catholic, I was led to love the Lord. And now I am a Bible-believing Christian through many years of better understanding. And I wanted to tell you that at one point in my life, many years ago, the Lord, in the back of my left ear, spoke to me these words, "And all his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you." Mm-hmm. And I was just taken back. But I knew, because at that point I was with the Lord and closer, that that was the Lord. And more recently, in my house, down in the garage area, off toward the door, the garage door, a female, and I believe it was an angel, about 6 feet away from me, this voice came and said, "Always keep the garage door closed." And I thought, well, why is that? Well, I came to find out that even in my hometown, in the police blog or something like that, people are going through people's garages because they're opening them with remote controls, universal mm-hmm. remote controls, mm-hmm. and they are stealing and, in Colorado Springs, murdering people, getting in through the garage doors. Well,
I just got to jump in. I'm sorry, because we're up against a break here. So interestingly, you felt the Lord spoke to you, but what he spoke to you was actually a scripture from Matthew 6:33, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You say, well, why would God speak that if it's already written? Well, why can't he speak it if it's already written? You know, where's the contradiction? And then you felt you heard another voice telling you to keep the garage door closed. Could it be a warning? Could it be because there's danger, someone's going to steal or even try to break in? Hey, could certainly be. The thing we have to do, and I'll get into more of this as the program goes on. Again, those of you that only get to listen to part of the broadcast, you can catch all of it online. And later in the day, just get online a couple hours after the show and listen to the entire broadcast. And better still, get the entire 12-hour teaching where I get into being led by the Spirit at a reduced price, half the normal price, and we'll pay the postage. You can get that by calling us at 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. Obviously, if we rely on other voices and not on the Word and our relationship with God first, we can have a problem. If our foundation is solid, certainly there's nothing in Scripture that says that God will not speak to us in extraordinary ways, that he won't lead us, that he won't move on us. Could it be that as you walk in the Lord with the Lord deep, deep down in your heart, you just know that you know what he's calling you to do? That the more you're in harmony with him, you feel that leading, you feel that witness or that lack of witness? I'll often hear God's voice speaking in terms of knowing what I'm supposed to write or knowing what I'm supposed to preach or move into. It's just like, or perhaps I'm hearing my own voice preaching it or teaching it, but I've seen through the years that inspiration of the Spirit moving in that way. So it's inside of my own head, inside of my own spirit, and I'm hearing myself teaching or preaching, and I know that's the direction I'm supposed to go, and we've seen it bear much fruit. Okay, we're going to open this up, expand it, take your calls. Remember to get the series on how to be led by the Spirit. Call us at 1-800-278-9978. We'll be back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us today on the Line of Fire, friends. We're talking about how to be led by the Spirit. How does the Holy Spirit speak to you? How does the Holy Spirit lead you? Is it only by the Scripture? Is it by the Scripture and the inner witness? Is it dreams, visions? Are there other ways that the Lord has moved in your life? I've given a few principles so far. I'm going to reiterate them, and over the course of 2 hours, give 25 principles. You can listen to the entire broadcast later online at AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. To answer my question for today, how does the Lord speak to you? How has he led you? 866-34-TRUTH. Hey, since the moment I asked this question, our phone lines have been jammed. So when I do get you on the air, you may have an amazing story to tell me. I'm sure many of you do. But I just need to request that you kind of give me the heart of it. I may ask a follow-up question, but just give me the heart of it so that we can share that with our listeners. Before I go back to the phones, number one, recognize that you're one of Jesus' sheep and he does lead his flock. Number two, all believers are being led to crucify the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Number three, all believers are being led into God's plan and purpose for their lives. Number four, the most fundamental way God will lead us is through his word. Number five, he can speak through dreams and visions, but we should not rely on those means. In other words, you can't say I'm paralyzed, I don't know what to do because I haven't had a dream or a vision. I can't decide, should I marry this person or not because I haven't had a dream or a vision. In fact, I would recommend you don't make marital decisions based primarily on dreams and visions. However, absolutely, he speaks through dreams and visions. How many of you believe we're living in the last days? Probably all your hands go up. Most of your hands go up, certainly just from Acts, the second chapter. All right, getting hands up all over the office here. Just Acts, the second chapter, that the Holy Spirit will be poured out in the last days, and that began at Pentecost. It began when Jesus died and rose from the dead. And it says there that sons and daughters will prophesy, old men will dream dreams, young men will see visions, right? So that should be happening. There's nowhere it says it won't be happening. No, it is not adding to the Scripture. If it's adding to the Scripture, it's false. If it's a universal word for the entire body that everyone must believe, it's false. But if it's God communicating to us, dreams, visions, why not? Why not? Patricia in Staten Island, welcome to the Line of Fire. Yes, hello, Patricia.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, I hear him through dreams, visions, his word, and just the feeling, you know how the feeling that he gives you when you shouldn't be smoking cigarettes, but you want to have a cigarette, so that's the only problem right now that I have is I smoke cigarettes, and I could have done the dreams a long time ago. The dreams were of parting the North Shore Bay because I got in a lot of trouble when I moved to New York. God called me to part the bay, and that was just because I was over in Manhattan one day.
Yeah, well, hang on. Yeah, let me just jump in. Unfortunately, I don't have a time for the full illustration. But hey, Patricia, when it comes to smoking cigarettes, let's just believe God for greater discipline. as you mentioned, that leading that sense that it's something displeasing, it's harmful to you, and it's a bondage. That's the biggest issue. And just remember that you're free in Jesus. He's liberated you from bondage, and as you continue to work towards this, we trust there'll be full liberty. You know what's interesting? I have friends that really hear from the Lord through dreams. I mean, really. Genuinely, supernaturally, undeniably. You'd have to be crazy to say that the Lord's not speaking through dreams. But in 40 years in the Lord now, maybe I've had two dreams that were slightly prophetic. Maybe. Almost every, maybe it's slightly more than that, but not that I remember. Almost every dream I have, it just reflects what's on my mind. And I wake up in the morning and the thing that was on my mind, it didn't happen. So everybody receives differently, hears differently. We'll be back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
How does the Holy Spirit speak to you? How does the Lord lead you? How can we hear the voice of God and avoid deception? There are things in my life, friends, that burn in me for years. As I seek his face, as I'm intimate with him in prayer, as I'm meditating on the word, something will start to burn in me, this calling, this sense of vision, this purpose, this message, and I can't deny it. It is like fire shut up in my bones if I try to deny it. When it comes out of me, it is who I am. I was talking to a friend of mine, a board member, a year something ago. I said, man, I can't shake this thing. And he said, Mike, don't shake it. Run with it. And, of course, that's what I know is the case. So in my own life, it's not just, I think I heard the Lord telling me to do this. I think I heard the Lord, we should just move to this country. No, I'm talking about something that burns in me. I'm talking about life direction, burns in me and stays with me. And I journal things, and I look back a year later and 2 years and 5 years and 10 years, and I've heard the same thing five different times. Oh, yeah, others may confirm it prophetically, but that's just icing on the cake of what I know to the core of my being. I'll open this up more as we go on. 866-34-TRUTH. God can speak through prophetic words. This is my sixth point on my list of 25 items. He can speak through prophetic words, but we should not seek them out. Yes, I've had people speak things to me just as I was praying about them. I remember as a fairly new believer, I was a couple years saved, maybe. I was in church for worship service, and I was used in those days just to constantly feeling the presence of God, constantly feeling the Lord moving, and whenever I'd be in a service, just overflowing with joy. And it'd been like a couple days, and I felt empty and listless, And I remember saying, Lord, I just need to feel your presence. I just need to feel your presence. And it was during the service, I was playing drums with our little worship team at our church there. And I just felt this joy and this presence come back. And I suddenly felt sheepish. And I thought, oh, my little baby, I need this. And just then, the pastors in an Italian Pentecostal church, the pastors spoke in tongues and interpreted. Okay, some of you don't believe this happens. I'm just telling you what I experienced and what I believe is scriptural. And he said, the Lord says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth, quoting from Matthew 28, whether you feel me or not. I'm talking about within seconds. Yeah, that was a prophetic word, and of course based on scripture. And God can speak those things, but we don't seek them. And he can speak through an audible voice, but this is rare, and it still has to be recognized as divine. In other words, just because it's an audible voice, how do you know it's not a demonic audible voice? Or how do you know it's not some type of hallucination? It still must be tested. But he can speak through audible voices. And it seems in some extreme cases, maybe someone's about to step on a landmine and you hear a voice saying, stop! I have a colleague used to be my assistant, now a missionary in the Philippines with his family. In fact, my last two personal assistants with their families are both missionaries in the Philippines. And in fact, as you support our ministry, you help support them. What do you know? What do you know? He was in Thailand as a missionary. He was driving in his vehicle. And I don't know if he heard this audibly or internally, but shouted, stop! I mean, shouting at him, stop! And for no good reason, on an isolated road, he came to a screeching halt and stopped, and a little boy came running out in the road right at that split second. Would have killed him. God can do that, but it's obviously not going to be the norm or the daily experience. Anthony, where on Long Island are you calling from, sir?
Yes, I'm on Valley Stream, Long Island.
Anthony.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Hey, you know, I'm going to be ministering in Valley Stream, God willing. Yes, Saturday, September 25th, I think it is. That Saturday in September, 23rd or 24th, 25th, whatever that day is, I'll be there, God willing, for three Sunday morning services at Bethlehem Assembly of God, then over in Freeport for a lecture that night. Yeah, but go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you, Michael Brown.
And yeah,
I tell you something, I can really relate to all the I can relate to all your experiences you've had and your testimonies. And I want to say that the primary reason I agree with you, the primary way God speaks to people is through his word. And it only happens by consistently studying God's word. And the way he confirms his word, this is personally to me, is through ministries like you. You will get a message, and then you turn the radio on or the television, and then somebody speaks it, and then you realize.
One of the keys, all right, so you're studying this issue, and then I'll get up, and okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and one of the key ways to know and have no doubt that it's the Lord speaking is, one, you have to examine your life daily to make sure that you're not committing any sin. And when you do that, knowing sins, when you do that, the communication between you and the Spirit is very clear. And that's one of the ways the Holy Spirit gets healing to you. You know?
We keep ourselves pure before the Lord. Yep, we keep ourselves pure before the Lord. And as we do, there's that sense of confidence. First John tells us that we come into his presence with boldness. Absolutely. 866-34-TRUTH. Let me give you number 8, and I'll take some more calls. God can speak through human counsel, but human counsel is fallible. There are times when you sit down with some wise people in the Lord. Could be your own spouse. Could be mothers and fathers in the Lord. It could be something else where pastors, those leaders. You sit down and you say, look, I'm really wrestling with this issue. I'm trying to get God's mind to do this or to do that. And there'll be human counsel, and God speaks to that. I would recommend that you go in this direction. And, that's the Lord. But still, what'll happen, there'll be that witness from the Spirit in your own heart. There will be that sense of assurance. Yeah, that's the right thing, because human counsel is fallible, but God can absolutely lead us through human counsel. And number 9, he can speak through outward signs, but we should not expect them or blindly follow them. There can be outward signs, but I'll give you an example of something. All right. And then we'll get back to your calls. And you can also weigh in on our Facebook page, Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. Many years ago, I'm talking almost 20 years ago, there was a good friend of mine, and he had a tendency to rove. He had a tendency to not get planted, and he'd move from here to there, and there was always the new calling and always the new thing. And he sat down with the leadership of the church I was part of then, and he agreed that God was telling him to be planted where he was right then and not to be traveling out. All right? Well, he then gets a call from his wife, who was away in another country in the midst of a long fast, and she felt the Lord telling him about a particular location he was to go to, another state. Then a brother, friend from our church, came back from that same state and said to him, hey, I really believe the Lord's talking to you about going to this particular state. And then he asked the Lord about it. And just as he asked the Lord about it, he was driving on the Long Island Expressway, and a big truck pulled right in front of him. And the license plate on that truck was that place. Now, normally it's no big deal, except he had told us that he knew the Lord wanted him to get planted in one place, and his problem was he'd go here, he'd go there, and he'd never get planted, never stay in one place, never be accountable. Well, he shared that with me, and I felt the Spirit just rise up. I felt the Spirit just rise up inside of me and say, it was a test to see if you would do what you knew the Lord told you to do. He goes, I know it. That's absolutely right. And he had complete peace about it. So there can be signs, but it can be misleading at times. Everything must still be tested. Phyllis in Triangle, Virginia, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Well, thank you. What I wanted to say, I listen to you every day. First of all, I wanted to let you know that I have asked the Lord to let me see the world through his eyes. I don't want to see it through the world's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has blessed me. He has given me, he has anointed my eyes and my ears. And he also speaks to me in audible voices. I've heard him very clearly. And he's been revealing lately. He guides me in dreams all the time. And not only that, he places things in front of me It's like, you know, I don't have to tell you. You can figure it out. You know, he lets you figure it out. But he does. He places things in front of me. And not only that, your eyes are the window to your soul. The soul dominates the heart. I could be walking or something like that, and all of a sudden, I'm not thinking about nothing. All of a sudden, my eyes will turn. He's got my eyes on something he wants me to recognize. And I...
All right. So, yeah, I'm sorry. We got a break coming up here. So you've asked him, God, I want to see the world through your eyes. You've asked him, Lord, give me your heart. As we do that, you can trust that as we really seek to walk with him and honor him, that something will take place that will get more and more in harmony with his heart, his mind, and even see the world through his eyes. Hey, appreciate the call. Back with more.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us, friends, on The Line of Fire broadcast. We're talking about being led by the Spirit, how to be led by the Spirit, how to hear His voice. Remember, later in the day, when our 2 hours of broadcasting are done in different parts of the country, you can listen online to the entire show at AskDrBrown.org by clicking on the Line of Fire. There are 25 points I'll be making over the course of the day. But I've also got an in-depth teaching series. It's normally $20, 12-hour series on a CD for your computer MP3 player. But we want to get it to as many of you as possible, so we've cut the price in half, and we're paying the postage on it. So this is a great way for us to sew this into as many lives as possible. Give us a call at 1-800-278-9978 to get this special resource offer, the 12-hour series on how to be led by the Spirit. Again, that's 1-800-278-9978. Of course, you can order multiple copies if you want, same discount. We're happy to extend to you, and we'll pay the postage on all of them. Once more, it's 1-800-278-9978. Number 10 on my list, God can speak through fleeces. But that's a secondary means and presupposes the rightness of our fleece. You know, we think of Gideon, Lord, if this is really you, then it literally he put a fleece out and let it have dew on it and the surrounding ground, no dew, and then let it be reversed. And it happened, of course, once God spoke to him so clearly, God required a higher level of faith and obedience from him. But maybe your fleece is a wrong fleece. Praying one time, I balanced this card kind of precariously on my dresser across from my bed when I was a teenager, newly saved. And I was asking him for a yes or no thing. Lord, if the answer to this is yes, if the answer to this is no, let the card fall to the left if it's yes and to the right if it's no, because it was going to fall. And I woke up in the morning, it was still standing. So, yeah, he can do that. Lord, if this is really you, then let this circumstance or that happen. But it's presupposing that the fleece is correct anyway. So number 11, God's primary way of internal leading will be through the inner witness or inner voice. And I'll be explaining, especially in the next hour, how we can cultivate that. So God's primary way of internal leading will be through the inner witness or the inner voice. But again, speaks to us in many, many different ways. John in Martha's Vineyard, thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hey, Dr. Brown, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say real quick, you know, that it's been a huge blessing, just the ministry that you guys have there as far as Brother Gladstone and you, and my time there was pretty awesome. But now I'm back on the vineyard, so I guess I would say in this time it's certainly been kind of a sort of a wilderness, but in the midst of it, even in the lack of close fellowship, I would just say every day, just through God's word and through circumstances for me, I've definitely heard him. Especially, I mean, you'd like to say that it's always like, you know, hearing constantly, but I think even in the midst of just being busy, just constantly praying in my heart, like, Lord, help me to hear your word and to see what you're doing and to be where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to come out relationally, you know, and it's not just reading regulations and laws or some distant book. God's written word is his communication to us. It is his living word, along with Jesus being the living word in a different sense. And as we walk in fellowship with him, he will convict. He will lead. The key thing is building relationship with him. And hey, in the midst of the challenges of Martha's Vineyard, just remember the darker it is, the more the light can shine. And just get a few other burning coals alongside of you, John, and the fire can burn all the more brightly. Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the good word as well. All right. Victoria in Brooklyn, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate you and the gifts that the Lord has given to you. I just want to share, when I first came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, no, excuse me, I was seeking him. I don't even think I was seeking him, really. But I was going to a false church. They were teaching me all lies, tickling my ears. Mm. And one day, while sitting there in a service, I heard a voice that said clearly to me, I have given you a good mind. Read my word for yourself. I turned around to see who spoke to me, and there was no one there. And I've been walking with him now for over 30 years, and he now speaks to me. He has spoken to me. I've heard his voice leading me in areas that I would not have chosen to go. And also, through various means, he speaks to me.
But isn't that fascinating, though? As a new believer, you're in a situation where you feel your ears are being tickled. I mean, how do you know how to sift things out except you know that something's not right? You hear an audible voice, and the audible voice tells you to read the Word of God for yourself, and that becomes the foundation for the rest of your spiritual life. Is anyone going to tell me that wasn't the Lord speaking? When he tells you, read the word for yourself, and it gets you out of an ear-trickling church into the truth. And, of course, he speaks in ways in conjunction with that word. Thanks for the call. That's quite a testimony. I appreciate it. I want to remind you that I'm going to go through 25 points, and they're going to get a lot more practical from here on. I kind of laid foundations this first hour. You say, but I'm about to get out of my car, or I don't get the second hour in my city. Don't sweat it. Just go to our website later on, askdrbrown.org, click on the Line of Fire, and you get the full two-hour program there for free. If you can help support the ministry, wonderful. Subscribe by podcast, that's free. If you can help support us on a regular basis, that helps us reach more people, all right? Helps us support our workers around the world, helps us reach the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It helps us reach out to folks like this. Just got this email on the website for queerthing.com for our book. It's from a Jane. Haters, that's allegedly us, if meaning homosexuals, walked in one of your churches with lavender T-shirts with pink triangles and just sat quietly in the back rows, you people would take us out and beat us up. You probably look forward to the day America, with three Ks, KKKA, America becomes a theocracy so you can watch us all be publicly executed. Why can't you just leave us alone instead of invading us like a colors-wearing street gang? Well, your gifts help us support and reach out to people like that. And, hey, Joan, or Jane, excuse me, if you came to our church like that, you know what we do? We take you out for lunch. We wouldn't take you out and beat you up. We take you out for lunch. You meet families and say, hey, you want to come home with my family? We'll sit together and get to know you. We'd reach out to you with the love of God and tell you God has a better way. All right, so you can get the entire 12-hour teaching, which I highly recommend, at a reduced price, radically reduced price, and we'll pay the postage. Call us at 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978 for the 12-hour series on how to be led by the Spirit for just $10 this week, and we'll pay the postage. My bottom line, we serve a living God, and we have a living relationship with a living God, and he will lead us, and he will guide us into all truth. And he will cause us to bear much fruit with him as we cultivate that living relationship with the living God, our good shepherd, our great shepherd. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and follow me. Paul wrote that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Can we really know the voice of God?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hearing the voice of God, being led by the Holy Spirit. The Lord told me. The Lord spoke to me. The Lord showed me. Is it God? Is it our own minds? Is it our flakiness? Is it relationship with Him? Does He speak to us beyond the Word? Is that the path to deception? Or should we expect dreams, visions, or the inner witness? How does the Lord lead us? How has God led you? Has He spoken to you over the years? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us, and I trust the Lord led you to be listening to the show today. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Simple question for you. How has God spoken to you over the Word, over the years? Exclusively through the Bible, through other teachers or preachers, through the inner witness, through dreams, visions, through an audible voice, through prophetic words? How has He spoken to you, and how can we sort out what's really the Lord and what really isn't? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Online, ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. I'm actually spending 2 full hours on this subject today, and I spent an hour already laying out some foundations. I'm going to give a brief recap of that. And then spend the next hour sharing some principles with you, 25 in all, and taking your calls. But if you want to get all 2 hours and listen to them free online, go to our website later today, askdrbrown.org, click on the Line of Fire for today's broadcast. Better still, I've got a 12-hour series. It's about 12 hours where I taught on this systematically and in some real scriptural depth, laid out solid foundations that are very practical. It's normally a $20 series, but we've reduced it to $10, and we'll pay the postage as well. We just want to get this to as many of you as possible. I know you'll really be blessed and helped by it. It's been a very practical teaching over the years, so we wanted to get it out and in fact, offer it this week. So give us a call if you'd like that special resource offer, 1-800-278-9978. Hopefully it's priced in a way that everyone can afford. 1-800-278-9978, and just get that resource. It's on one CD for your computer or your MP3 player. Okay, a quick review of what I've covered so far. Number one, recognize that you're one of Jesus' sheep, and He does lead His flock. Number two, all believers are being led to crucify the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Number three, all believers are being led into God's plan and purpose for their lives. Number four, the most fundamental way God will lead us is through His Word. Number five, He can speak through dreams and visions, but we should not rely on those means. Number six, He can speak through prophetic words, but we should not seek them out. Number seven, He can speak through an audible voice, but this is rare and it still has to be recognized as divine. Number eight, He can speak through human counsel, but human counsel is fallible. Number nine, He can speak through outward signs, but we should not expect them or blindly follow them. Number 10, He can speak through fleeces. Lord, if this is really You, let this happen or that. But that's a secondary means and presupposes the rightness of our fleece. Number 11, His primary way of internal leading will be through the inner witness or inner voice. His primary way of internal leading, so this is along with and apart from the Scripture, or along with or apart from the Scripture, the inner witness or the inner voice. Number 12, which explains this, the same way you internally witness your salvation is the same way you internally witness God's leading. I really want to open that up for you today. The same way you internally witness your salvation is the same way you internally witness God's leading. How does God speak to you? We'll be back.
God of light, hear our cry, send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Let's take a look at Acts, the 16th chapter. Before I go to the calls, go to the phones, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. The question, how does God speak to you? How does God lead you? Let's take a look at the scripture first, Acts 16, verse 6. And they, Paul and his team, went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word of the nation. Well, hang on. Jesus said, go into all the world, make disciples of all the nations. Yeah, but there was a time and purpose and season. Maybe if they spoke in a certain place, there would have been certain opposition. Maybe they would have been killed before their time. Maybe the gospel would have been mocked at that moment. Either way, the Holy Spirit forbade them from speaking the word in Asia. When they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Was that through prophetic words? Was that through just a deep sense in their hearts that they were or weren't to do a particular thing? We don't know. We just know that the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there urging him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So this is the leading of the Spirit. This is God directing us. We're not just making good decisions. One man was talking about praying about what school to attend. And, you know, he made a list of, you know, here are all the reasons I should go to this school, or here are all the reasons I should go to that school, or, you know, whatever the thing is, and couldn't come to a decision, and asked another guy. And the guy said to him, just get as close to the Lord as you know how to get and do what feels right. Well, there's certain truth to that. And in other words, you really seek to please the Lord, walk with the Lord, be in fellowship with the Lord, and then you have to just do what's right. You have to do what feels right in your own heart before the Lord. There are other times, though, he'll speak to us more directly. There are other times he'll speak to us with more clarity outside of just, yeah, I feel this is the right thing to do. And look, we have a lot of responsibility before the Lord. Maybe you've got a difficult family issue. Lord, what do we do? And you're praying and praying. He doesn't leave us alone. He can lead. He can speak. He does work. If it's adding to the Bible, no. No, he will not do that. If it's the Bible plus another book of revelation, another book of supernatural truth, and, oh, this is thou, the new book outside the Bible. No, that's deception. If there's any doubt about it, just read the last chapter of the book of Revelation out loud, and that'll put the fear of God in you about that. But within the confines of what God has revealed, does he speak and lead? Of course. And I say that the primary way of internal leading will be through the inner witness or inner voice. And the same way you internally witness your salvation is the same way you internally witness God's leading. So let me explain this. 866-34-TRUTH. How does God speak to you? We'll go to the phones momentarily. Okay. I'm not a singer. I mean, I sing in worship services, but you'll be glad I don't have the mic. But singers will tell you, you know, that you have to learn to breathe, you know, through the diaphragm. You have to certainly breathe. And another friend was telling me about working out, exercising, and this whole hollow body concept, which I didn't understand. And he said it just goes through your body a certain way, and you can lift more weight with so on. And it's one of those things you kind of feel, that's it. That's it. I got it. Well, how do you know you're saved? Well, you may give me different reasons, but if you say, I know that I know, isn't it something in the core of your being? Where is that? The very depth of your being, the very depth of your spirit, the very depth of who you are. I know that I know I'm a child of God. Romans 8, the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Well, in that same way, there is that deep inner witness. There is that deep inner leading. There is that deep inner voice. And ultimately, for me, to the core of my being, to the core of my being, there are things I know that I'm called to do. There are things I know he's spoken me to do, and they don't go away. And from year to year, they're there. And they intensify. And I know I have to give myself to those things. And as I do, I feel his favor. I feel his blessing. I feel his grace. 13, this inner witness, inner voice can be supernaturally confirmed through preaching, through other words, through God's stop signs. In other words, where you have a deep sense inside of you, don't do this, don't do this, don't go in this direction. And sure enough, there is that confirmation on the inside and confirmed outside as well. It can also endure when others don't confirm it. Someone might say, I just don't see that, man. I don't see that as your purpose in God. But the more time you spend with the Lord, the closer you are to him, the deeper it goes, the deeper it goes. What do you do? Got to go with it. Got to go with it. Again, not if it's contrary to Scripture, God forbid. But ultimately, we have to have an integrity of our own walk with the Lord. If we're submitted, humble people, we have to have that integrity of our own walk with the Lord. All right, back to the phones, 866-34-TRUTH. Nancy in Fort Lauderdale, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that the Lord does come to you in dreams, because I've had prophetic dreams myself, including a dream before my mother passed on. And also an inner voice will speak to you. It's not an audible voice that you can actually hear the language, but it's more of a guidance, like you wouldn't hear the tone of a voice. But I think once you're anointed with the Holy Spirit, and if you read the scripture every day and you really study, you can get the gift of prophecy, and you have that voice in your mind that when you're stepping into danger, you're stopped. Or if you're surrounding yourself with people that have evil around them, it hits you like a dagger would hit you. But also, I feel when you said before that you don't really have dreams, it's because that's not your calling. If you started
yeah. I mean, the fact is, I have friends that have an amazing track record with prophetic dreams. I mean, it's uncanny. It's scary. It's not the case. It's not the case with me. And I'm a word man in terms of
the case. It can't be the case with you, because when you have prophetic dreams, they are amazing, but they're exhausting and they're consuming. And when you're called to teach, like you're called to teach, your calling is not to have these prophetic dreams, because that would interfere with your structure and your sense of teaching. People that have these prophetic dreams spend a lot of time in the Word, a lot of time evangelizing, and not in a structure. But you know
what's interesting though, Nancy? It's that God speaks to me very intensely at different times, but it's always word based. In other words, it's very rare that I'll see a vision in my mind's eye, but I'll hear. I always hear. So the side of me that's hearing the voice of God, it's always text-based. It's always either the written word or that word in my spirit speaking. And yeah, listen, let God be God. That's a key thing, Nancy, that I'm not you and you're not me, and I'm not this colleague and that colleague's not me. We all have to work it out in our own relationship with God. It has nothing to do with who's more spiritual than another, or which is better. It simply has to do with how we're wired and how our relationship with God is. Hey, thank you for the call, Nancy. I appreciate it. Joan in Brooklyn, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thank you, Dr. Brown, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes, I just want to tell you that the Lord spoke to me in different ways. Dreams, vision, hope, that I believe in a lot. And he used to do that a lot. I experienced that a lot in 2005 when I rededicated my life to the Lord. And in his word, by reading his word, and also confirmation through someone else, which is what I'm going to talk about now, why I called you, because it was just recent, since yesterday. But there are a lot of things going on in my life at the moment, but I haven't walked away from the Lord or forgotten the Lord, but I have not been reading the word as I used to. I'm being in the word. And somehow yesterday, as I sat down, he gave me, just trying to have breakfast, you know, doing my own thing, not thinking, he just gave me Psalms 23. And I read it back, all of it, kind of confessed it. And then he gave me one Psalms 121. And then he gave me a song. And when I turn on the radio today, the first thing I heard was you talking about recognize that I am one of Jesus' sheep,
mm-hmm.
and he does lead his squad. And then you go on to say in John 10 and Psalms 23, and just as you said Psalms 23, is like it just bring back yesterday.
Yeah, praise God. Yes, so it's the word confirmed three ways: what's written, what you sense, and then spoken by outside sources as well. Hey, thank you for the call, Joan. May the Lord continue to lead you. Back with more, friends.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I'll tell you an interesting story. There's a young man that is planning a church in the area here, and greater Charlotte area, and comes in a few days a week. We work out together. And he was playing rugby with a team, just going out. He played football before, now just wanted to try out for rugby and mingle with unsafe people and get to know them and work out some. Anyway, he lost his wedding ring while playing. Well, the whole team was searching. They're looking all over the field. They can't find it. He goes back there, and we had gotten last year as a gift for one of our sons-in-law a metal detector, which he wanted to have, enjoyed having. So we lent him, my son-in-law lent him this metal detector, and he went out, and he said between the team looking and him looking, spent 7 hours looking for the wedding ring. And he thought about it systematically. He divided up the field in grids and went around with the metal detector, this grid, then this grid, then this grid, then this grid. Nothing happened. He finally just cried out to the Lord. I mean, he was frustrated, and, Lord, you can speak to me. You can lead me. You know, and I don't have the exact conversation, you could say, but basically the Lord said to him, you know my voice, you're led by me, trust me, don't trust your own understanding, don't trust your own, oh, I got the grid here, I got it figured out, trust me. And he just started walking with the thing over an area that he'd gone over this area previously several times, just started walking over the grass and just felt this leading, just go right. And he said within 3 seconds he found the ring, literally within 3 seconds. He said he took a video and sent it out, just him crying there, rejoicing in the Lord. And he felt the Lord was saying to him, don't try to use my gift, like the metal detector was the analogy of a spiritual gift. Don't try to use my gift with your own understanding. Trust me. The Lord does lead us. How does the Lord speak to you? 866-34-TRUTH. On my list of 25 items, number 14, a very practical one, walk in the direction of the light that you have, it will get brighter and clearer as you do. Walk in the direction of the light that you have, it will get brighter and clearer as you do. Got that? You ever play the game, you know, with kids, you're getting hotter, colder, you know, you're looking for something in the room, it's hidden, you're hotter, red hot, and there it is. Well, that's how it is walking with the Lord many times. That you walk in the direction of the light you have. Lord, I sense you wanted me to do this. I have this burden for the poor, and I don't know. I just know about this one ministry to the poor in the city. I feel I should just start going there. And then you go there, and next thing, this is what I was made for. This is what God called me to do from the day I was born. This is my place. Because you give yourself to the things he's calling you to. So walk in the direction of the light that you have. It will get brighter and clearer as you do. And conversely, when you're walking out of his will and away from you, just know something's wrong. My life's right with him. I'm clean. I'm open before the Lord. I'm in the Word, but something is wrong. Number 15, never sin against revealed light. If you know something is the will of God, if you know the Lord has spoken something, don't sin against it. Don't play games with it. Not only is it dangerous, but you really harden your heart in the process. You lose the ability to hear the voice of God in those areas. And 16, with that, keep your life free from sin. No, we're not perfect, but we're not going to walk in the flesh and walk in the spirit at the same time. We're not going to pollute our minds, our hearts, our lives with sin, with willful disobedience, with unclean thoughts, unclean actions, with anger, with pride, with whatever the things are, and at the same time be in harmony with the Holy Spirit. 866-34-TRUTH. Alan in Hawaii, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing very well. Thank you, sir.
So I felt like before I was told I had a prompting that I had a spirit of prophecy, but just, man, right before what you said, and actually, I want to say thank you to Nancy, too, because that went straight to my heart. If you're still listening, Nancy, that was awesome. But anyway, yeah, so there's something that happened to me, and I felt like back in, you know, God gave me a spirit of prophecy, but I started using it very wrongly. And it's just so funny that I had a Bible study, and my friend Jeriel actually exposed this thing about in Ezekiel where, like, you know, God blessed these people with beauty, and then they turned themselves into prostitution and all that stuff. I don't know if that's right, but
just dive for the point, only because we're a little short on time.
Okay, so basically, yeah, at that time of my life, I was using it, and it went away, and like Tishy said, it hardened my heart because I took it the wrong way, and the evil took over. But now, as I'm reading back into my Word after all my problems and stuff like that, and I humbled myself so much, it was when I finally come to the point of finding what it means to be humble and really, really digging in and see everything about Jesus and all aspects of how he did it, where I started hearing that voice again. And it was like, I had to like really just, I don't want to sound self-deprecating or anything, but like just really like when you're talking to people, just humble, you know, every time you say something out of your mouth and your heart, you'll know if it's for yourself, or you'll know if you're trying to glorify yourself, you'll know if it's selfish reasons. But if you just continually practice, you know, being obedient, all the stuff that you're saying, all the things like that, and reading the Word, and, you know, don't be conceited. And, you know, some Christians are like, yeah, John 3:16, blah, 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 blah. You know, in my baby walk, I'm like,
right.
Like
so there was a key thing then just in your own life of you felt there was a gift of God operating, but it became either prideful or self-serving, after which God humbled you. And then the constant question, let's build someone else up. Will this help someone? Am I speaking this just to say things about myself? You know, it's interesting, Alan, even totally aside from this subject, many times when someone will share a story with me, it prompts me to want to share a story with them, like, wow, that's wild. Hey, I had something similar happen. And that's often not the best thing. That's often just okay. Because sometimes it's fun. I share my story and you say, wow, let me tell you what happened to me. And we go back and forth in the whole room. You're all sharing stories and experiences and so on, right? But there are other times when the right response is to listen and think, okay, what does that person need to hear? Now, what can I say? Either to ask them more questions about their experience or what's the punchline of it? What are they getting at? So I'm not thinking about me, thinking about them. Hey, thank you for the call, Alan. I appreciate it. Remember, friends, I've got a teaching series, very, very practical. It's 8 different lectures, about 12 hours, or about 90 minutes each. We have it on one CD for your computer MP3 player. It's only $20 plus postage, but we want to get it to as many of you as possible. So we've cut the price in half, and we'll pay the postage, all right? This way, I hope most all of you can get it that want to. 1-800-278-9978, entire teaching series on how to be led by the Spirit. 1-800-278-9978. I think you'll be enriched by it. So one more time, number to call, 1-800-278-9978. For the series on how to be led by the Spirit. You can feel free to get multiple copies if you want to give them out to friends as well. And you can order on our website, AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. Okay, back with the rest of my list. Stay with us.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Does God still speak today? Does he speak to us in conjunction with his word, only through his word, in addition to his word? We're not talking about adding to scripture. We're not talking about adding new doctrines. We're talking about in our relationship with the Lord, does he speak to us? Does he lead us? Does he guide us? Is it through dreams, visions, audible voice, inner voice? How does the Lord communicate to you? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. I've got 25 points I've been going through on the air today, and I want to read everything I've covered so far to catch you up. But if you go to our website, AskDrBrown.org, and click on the line of fire, you'll be able to listen to the entire two-hour broadcast later today. And we've got a terrific resource offer I'll share with you in a moment. Number one, recognize that you're one of Jesus' sheep and he does lead his flock. If you're a child of God, then you hear his voice. Otherwise, you wouldn't be saved. And he will lead you. He will guide you. You can trust that. You can believe that. It's up to the shepherd to communicate with the sheep. Number two, all believers are being led to crucify the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Romans 8, as many as are led by the Spirit, they're sons of God. What's the context talking about? Saying no to the flesh, yes to the Spirit. Number three, all believers are being led into God's plan and purpose for their lives. Number four, the most fundamental way God will lead us is through his word. I'm not talking about those walking in willful disobedience and that God's going to be leading you into his purpose and plan as you're in willful disobedience, but as you obey the Lord, as you seek to walk in obedience to him, walk in the light that you have, be confident that he's leading you into his purposes. And the most fundamental way he's going to lead us is through his word. And not just clearly what's written, because the Bible's not going to tell you, buy this, don't buy this, go here, don't go there. But it'll give you principles. And often the Holy Spirit speaks through those principles to our hearts, as well as explicit direction of things to do and not do that are right or wrong in his sight. Number five, he can speak through dreams and visions, but we should not rely on those means. He absolutely does speak through dreams and visions. It's scriptural. I believe he does because it's in the Bible that he does in Acts 2. And this is something that is continuing in the last days in which we live. And there's many of my friends who really have heard God in significant, amazing ways through dreams and visions. But you can't rely on that. I mean, you can't take a nap. And, you know, you're asking God, for Lord, do I do this or not? Or what's right? Lord, I need to make a decision now. You can't always get a dream or a vision, and they must be interpreted. Number five, he can speak through prophetic words, but we should not seek them out. I'm going to call someone up and see if the Lord's given them a word. Be careful. Be careful with that. Number seven, he can speak through an audible voice, but this is rare, and it still has to be recognized as divine. Just because it's audible doesn't mean it's supernaturally from God. Number eight, he can speak through human counsel, but human counsel is fallible. So that's not our ultimate hearing his voice method, human counsel. Number nine, he can speak through outward signs, but we should not expect them or blindly follow them. Number 10, he can speak through fleeces. Lord, if this is really you, show me through this or that. But that is a secondary means and presupposes the rightness of our fleece. Number 11, his primary way of internal leading will be through the inner witness or inner voice, the same way in the depth of your being, the inner witness that you know that you're saved, that same inner witness, that same inner voice can lead you. Number 12, the same way you internally witness your salvation is the same way you internally witness God's leading. Yeah, I know that I know this is right. I know that I know I can't. No, I can't. Something deep down inside of me, I know I shouldn't do this. I'm in harmony with the Lord. I just know I shouldn't do this. This would be, be displeasing. Number 13, this inner witness and voice can be supernaturally confirmed through preaching, other words, or God's stop signs where, you know, he really intervenes to say no. It can also endure when others don't confirm it. Number 14, walk in the direction of the light you have. It will get brighter and clearer as you do. Number 15, never sin against revealed light. Never sin against revealed light. Number 16, keep your life free from sin. Number 17, cultivate intimacy with the Lord. Build up your inner man. We'll pick that up when we come back. And your calls, 866-34-TRUTH. How does God speak to you?
Fire we want, for fire we please.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire broadcast. Does God still speak to you? You better believe it. You better believe it. One of my favorite illustrations about God speaking through a dream involves me. Now, I don't get prophetic dreams. I've asked God for them at times. I've been with group gatherings, and they said, we're going to ask God to speak to us through dreams tonight. I don't get them. A couple times, I've had something I just dreamed about. It was on my mind constantly, dreamed about it. It was ultimately something God was speaking to me. But I would say that's more of a reflection of the fact it was on my mind, because trust me, the vast, vast, vast majority, like 99.9% of the dreams that I remember are not prophetic in nature. I'm glad they're not prophetic in nature. But we're talking today on the broadcast about how to be led by the Spirit, how to hear the voice of God. And one of my favorite illustrations, my friend Sid Roth came to me years ago, Jewish evangelist, radio, TV personality, came to me years ago and says, Mike, the Lord's given me a dream and instructed me to ask you and 9 others, or 10 of us total, to write a testimony or a particular thing on your heart as a Jewish believer for a book I'm going to put out. It's called They Thought for Themselves. And he called me as if he had just gotten a message in writing. Just, Sid, do this, do this, do this, do this. Yes, sir. And anyway, so I wrote my story, ended up, you know, why I don't believe rabbinic tradition is what I have to follow, instead follow the word. Others put in their personal testimony, from a Holocaust survivor to an Israeli who was miraculously healed while watching Christian TV. Amazing testimonies. Well, the book had almost 1 million copies, I think well over 800,000, maybe even more, distributed in the former Soviet Union with great, great fruit in Russian translation, and now being mailed to Jewish homes all over America by the hundreds of thousands, with some neat testimonies coming out of that too. I only found out recently that was the first dream that Sid ever received from the Lord, first time he ever received a prophetic dream, but you better believe it was right on. 866-34-TRUTH, how does the Lord speak to you? The 17th point on my list of 25 is to cultivate intimacy with the Lord. Build up your inner man. Look, the closer we get to the Lord, the more time we spend with him, the more we're going to recognize his voice, right? The more harmony we're going to find ourselves in with him. The more we build ourselves up on the inside, meditation on scripture, reading the word, fellowship with the Lord in prayer, in worship, praying in the Spirit, building ourselves up in God. It's almost like a muscle. You know, you exercise a muscle, become stronger, you can lift more weights, you're more adept at doing certain things, or you're practicing, and the more you practice an instrument or something, the better you become at it, and the sharper your ear is. Same way. Number 18, be accountable and submitted. Mavericks often mix flesh with spirit. One of the qualities of a godly person is that they are accountable and submitted. They have a circle of fellowship where they listen to people. They are not just independent. No one can tell me what to do, and God just tells me what to do. Look, the word tells us that the humility of wisdom. And it calls us to be accountable one to another, not in a binding, destructive way where I can't hear God unless you confirm it. But if I just am always doing my own thing, maybe I'm hearing from the Lord, but there's probably a lot of mixture of flesh with spirit. Number 19, learn to recognize God's voice and respond immediately to his leading. I'm going to go to the phones in a moment, but I want to get out as much of this as possible. Learn to recognize God's voice and respond immediately to his leading. When you sense something is the Lord, go with it, and you'll quickly find out whether you're hearing accurately or not. You know, you just feel, I got to call it. I feel I got to call someone right now. I don't want to be rude, but can I just call? It's tremendous sense. I'm overwhelmed. I've got to do this. And you call, and the person's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you called. You don't know what just happened to me. I just felt I can't move. I'm in the house. I'm trapped under this. We need to get, you know, call emergency. Well, you start to realize, okay, something's going on. And when you call, hello, how are you doing? Fine. Everything's fine. Anything going on? No. I just felt this urgency to call. Oh, everything's great, man. That's nice to hear your voice. Like, okay, that wasn't really the Lord. But learn to recognize his voice and then to respond immediately to his leading. the more we quench his spirit, the less we'll hear his voice. The more we obey his spirit, the more we'll just be in harmony with God. Number 20, grow in confidence and sensitivity through your experience. Grow in confidence and sensitivity through your experience. I don't hear God all the time, and you know, every day I hear the Lord said this, Lord said that. Some people say they do, and maybe they do, maybe they don't. But I get moved on all the time. I get stirred a lot. I shouldn't say all the time. I get stirred a lot. And maybe I'll be praying and just get stirred, write this article about this or research this about this, and it's relevant and it's timely. I get stirred in ways that relate to my own calling to be a communicator, to be a voice. And since my earliest days in the Lord preaching, I'd be praying about a message and I'd hear myself preaching and I'd hear the altar call. And I'd hear myself saying, look, all of you responding. And I in my mind's eye, I would hear it and see it. And sure enough, it would happen just like that. But yes, it was my own voice I'd hear preaching. And it was as if I knew what was going to happen in advance. I'd get stirred to write in ways like that. So you grow in confidence as you're hearing the Lord. Number 21, remember the principle of Proverbs 16:3. Which is literally, roll upon the Lord your works, and your plans will be established. In other words, do God's will today, and tomorrow will fall into place automatically. You know, on your GPS, or if you've got directions, drive 20 miles straight, you know, on this road. Well, what's next? Well, just drive 20 miles straight. When you do that, you'll be ready for your next turn. So do God's will today. What's he calling you to do today? Oh, I got a burning calling to be. Oh, okay, great. Do God's will today. No, brother, you don't understand. The Lord showed me what I'm going to be doing in 3 years. Right. Do God's will today, and tomorrow will fall into place automatically. Do God's will today, and tomorrow will fall into place automatically. All right, I've got a few more points to make, but first, back to the phones. Lauren in Potter Springs, Georgia, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, it's such a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, my joy. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, you know, I was a new born again, probably I'd say a year sober. I know you've had your past. And I was smoking cigarettes like crazy, and I was reading the Bible, and I just literally heard my voice say, you're going to look for your cigarettes, but you're not going to find them. And then right when I went to go, whoa, and then the next thought was, but it's okay, you're not going to need them. And I'm telling you, I did not want to quit smoking. It wasn't even on my radar. You know, I was newly recovered in the program, and I was starting a 12-step Christ-centered support group at the church. And I thought, well, maybe he wants me to clean this part up in order to be a leader. So I wrote it down in my journal, and I said, if you're speaking to me, because that was the first time I've ever had that. And my mom, who was a charismatic Catholic at the time, I told her what was going on, and she didn't even believe me. She's like, there's just no way. And I'm like, Mom, I have no desire to smoke. And I mean, from that point on, the desire completely left me, and I was about a pack a day. So that was the first time, and it was so audible. And then the second time, which I told the screener, was in a non-denominational church. I was raised Catholic. I didn't believe in speaking in tongues. When I was anointed by the Holy Spirit, they, you know, gave me the oil, and the elders approached me and said, hey, you know, you might want to speak this language. And inside, I was still a doubting Thomas, and I just was like, you know, I'm not going to be rude to these people, but let's just move on with this. And then I had this, like, a morning of the Holy Spirit, the conviction of, my God, you just took the whole drug thing away from me. You healed me supernaturally. Who am I to second-guess these gifts that they're saying you can give me? And at that moment, from it's been 15, 20 years, I speak in tongues as a non-believer in such a gift. Same, I went to my mom, and she's like, you know, that's ludicrous. And this was out in California. And then I moved here to the South, and it's either people totally don't believe in it, or they're crazy about it. And there's
you're gonna have those divisions. But you know, bottom line is, what does the Word say on it? To me, there is not a scripture anywhere that says that tongues have ceased. They'll cease when Jesus returns. But the thing I find interesting, though, is that intervention of God in your life. How long has it been then since you've had a cigarette?
Oh, 25 years.
25 years. Yeah. So,
and
I mean,
it was lickety split. I mean, it was something where it wasn't even on my radar.
And you know, people might say, well, why didn't that happen to me? I mean, I'm still struggling with smoking. Why didn't that happen to me? I don't know why it happens with one and not another, but be assured, I rejoice when it does happen. Praise God. Casey in Parker, Colorado, we're a little short on time, so dive right in.
Okay, this is Casey. I have to say, many years ago when I came to the Lord, He dealt with me in dreams and visions, I've got quite a few examples of those, but also in just actual answered prayer where you could not deny that it was God who answered. It was just so amazing, you know, and people would witness that I'd stand on my faith with a prayer, and then God would just.
Right, that's part of understanding His will then. You know, Lord, I feel called to do this, but You have to supply. And then He supernaturally comes through. He speaks not just to you, but to others. Great example. You're the first actually to mention this today, but great example. Thank you. We'll be back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much, friends, for joining us on the broadcast. You know, if you missed the show yesterday, you think, just some recycled old show. No, we were live yesterday. Yeah, we were. Covered a whole lot of ground, bunch of interesting stories we took up, a lot of things in the news. We're talking about some things I've been wanting to get to for a while, and a lot of great calls as well. So, catch that broadcast yesterday's if you missed it at AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. Also, I've been going through 25 principles in terms of how to be led by the Spirit. And you can maybe just tune in the last 5 minutes now of the broadcast. Like, I missed it. No problem. It'll all be on the air later today. AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. We've also got a 12-hour resource where I teach on this in great depth, really open it up practically, and it was a time in my life really hearing God very richly, so I think this teaching will be very helpful to you. I'll tell you how to get hold of that in a moment. Let me grab one more call. Tamara in Atlanta, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thank you, and it's such a pleasure to be on the phone with you. I have had several times and I believe to be God, where hearing from Him was in a form of a question. And I know in the New Testament, when Christ speaks or when He's talking to the disciples, I know a lot of times He presents things in a form of a question. One example was, it was laid upon my heart to give. The way that it was brought to me was, and this isn't the only way that I hear from Him, but it was brought to me as, what if you give this person X amount? And I did it. Another time was somebody had given us, me and my husband, something. It was a blessing that came our way, but before it was given to us, it was laid upon my heart as far as, what if you receive this? And within moments, it happened. So I guess, and it's not always that way. Again, sometimes I have dreams and God's showing me something. But I just wanted to know if you've ever heard that.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mention this, because my wife Nancy has had some very deep experiences like this, where the Lord asked her a question, and like she would ask the Lord a question, and just sense deep down in her spirit that He responded with a question, and the question was often probing, or it came at a completely different angle than we would have figured out ourselves, but it opened up a whole thought process that led to an answer. And yes, you're right, scripturally, God often answers with questions. So I think there's really something to it. Thanks for calling in. And the funny thing is, it gets us to the thought process that then answers the question that we were asking, often in a different way than we thought. But thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. Tell you what, I'm not giving out the number because I'm not taking any more calls. But if you want to post your thoughts or your response, do it on our Facebook page. Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. Great way, by the way, every day on the radio, I'm looking at the page and sometimes reading quotes from the page or interacting with folks during break real time on the page. Then on our Line of Fire website, AskDrBrown.org, click on the Line of Fire. We get into extensive discussions, sometimes there may be a couple of comments on a radio show. Sometimes it'll go to the hundreds as people weigh in back and forth in some doctrinal disputes. So we've got some places where you can do that. And, of course, our online magazine, The Voice of Revolution. Let me give you the last four principles of my list of 25. Learn to ride on the wave. Recognize when you're on a roll, special circumstances or special anointing. In other words, there are times when just like something unusual is happening in your life. And it's like, don't pinch yourself because it may not last that long. It may just be a little period of time where there's supernatural faith or grace operating. And you just, God's going to get you from one place to another in a hurry. Learn to ride that when it happens. Be sensitive. Don't be unresponsive or ungrateful during times like that. Number 23, beware of emotionally charged circumstances like potential marital relationships that can filter your hearing. I do not encourage people to rely on, well, the Lord told me we're supposed to be married. That's wonderful. But what you need to do is build a relationship. Build a relationship with that person and get to know them, because you're going to spend the rest of your lives together and make a covenant before God until death do us part. Covenant before God. You want to build a relationship and not just rely on, well, I heard the Lord say this or that. So beware of emotionally charged circumstances. Sometimes you have to step back from that. Or just simple things. You're overtired. You haven't eaten right. You're under pressure. Finances. Just be careful when you think you're hearing a lot of stuff then, because a lot of other things can play in, factor into our thinking. Number 24, don't rely on fortune cookies. I had to put that in there. Now, funny story. I was ministering in Canada one time, and there is a woman whose husband was the pastor of the church, or associate pastor at that point. She was white, he was black. And she was very, very close friends before marriage to this man and to his close friend who was white. Very, very close friends to both of them, and really felt she could develop a relationship with either and marry either. Ultimately, she was just good friends with both, and she got a fortune cookie one time saying there are two loves in your life, and the darker one will prove true, which ended up being true. But it wasn't because of the fortune cookie that she got married. So don't rely on fortune cookies. Well, I think the Lord's calling me. Don't rely on fortune cookies. And number 25, you can hear the voice of God, which reiterates point one. Recognize that you're one of Jesus' sheep, and he does lead his flock. Now, I want to encourage you strongly to dive into this subject, because it's really important. We want to be in the right place. We want to be ministering in the right way. Whether it's in the business world, whether it's in our family or community, you have a living relationship with God. He hasn't just left you to hang out there and do your best. So fundamental, primary way he's going to speak to us, lead us, is through his word, through the Bible. Yes. And that's a living word speaking to us as we walk with him and seek him and open our hearts. It's not just dead letter, okay? This is his living word. But he will also speak in other ways along with his word. And it's important for us to understand that and to build foundations based on Scripture. I believe these things not just because of my experience, but because I see them promised in Scripture. So we've got a 12-hour series where I taught on this. It's the best I've ever taught on it. We put it together in one series. It's all on a CD for your computer or your MP3 player. 12 hours and 8 different lectures, practical, rich in Scripture. It's only $20 plus postage, but to get it to as many of you as possible, this week it's just $10, and we'll pay the postage. So hopefully just about all of you will be able to get that. Give us a call at 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978, or you can order on our website, askdrbrown.org. Click on the line of fire. There's a link to order. Again, the number to call, 1-800-278-9978. If you're ever desperate for something and you can't afford a resource, shoot us a note, shoot us an email. We do our best to help as many people as we can. But I think most all of you hopefully can order this, get multiple copies for your friends. My bottom line, the word is true when it tells us, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. They are the children of God. Being led by the Spirit is who we are. God is leading us into truth. God is leading us to say no to the flesh. God is leading us to say yes to him. God is leading us to conform to the character of Jesus. God is leading us specifically, directly, for his purposes.